Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to My Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is Dr. Aaron Judkins, the Maverick Archaeologist, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast.
All right. First of all, fellas, Justin, Stephen, Ben, thank you for having me on. My name is Ryan Peterson. I am a Christian, Bible-believing Christian, first and foremost, but I am on here primarily because I'm author of two books, Judgment of the Nephilim and the sequel, The Final Nephilim. I just felt there was a real need to make a book that was making the case for the supernatural interpretation of Genesis 6 solely from Scripture. That way, one, you can bring it into any church, because I think it's something that the church is starting to engage in, but for the most part, you know, 95 to 99% of churches aren't going to touch this stuff, aren't going to touch Genesis 6 from the supernatural side of things. But that term, begotten, only begotten, has a huge significance in terms of this whole war of the bloodlines, the genealogies, because it took a Messiah who was wholly divine and human to redeem us and bring an end to that, to the sin nature that we inherit from Adam. And not only is it in the Bible, it's a very significant part of the entire narrative of our redemption. Yeah, absolutely. So, and of course, you see, I call it is a foreshadow, even like, you know, I even call the battle of Christ and Antichrist, David versus Goliath, right? But then when you look at the description of Goliath, you see that you see the measurements of the dimensions of him and his armor. He's 6 cubits and a span, right? So his height, right? So he's obviously tall, and you see the weight of his spear, and it's you see this reference to it being 60 talents, the weight of it. And then he has 6 pieces of armor on him. And so you see this reference to 666, right? The number of the beast in Revelation 13. When we see in Numbers 2, the introduction of King Og, we're told his bed is about 13 feet long. And it was being kept as like a museum item, you know, in the capital of the Ammonite kingdom. So, again, we see the Bible, when it comes to the Nephilim, we're getting specific measurements. The Bible's telling us things to let us know that these are not normal sized people.
Well, he could have had a lot of concubines too.
We're lining them up in bed to copulate.
Let's copulate.
Best love, baby.